And Marwin hits this high in the air and deep to right field. It sends back Olsen looking up. See you later! A three-run home run for Marwin Gonzalez. And the Astros lead it 10-0. Marwin going deep for the 13th time this year.
Now, another Astros podcast.
You talk about a dagger. That was probably it. And you can't say that very often in the second inning. But I think that's what the Astros just did. Marwin with a moonshot to right field.
You know, it's a game like this. It's my duty as a big league broadcaster when the Astros have a game like this. Big league broadcaster is supposed to say the Astros have their hitting shoes on today.
Oh.
That's in the handbook.
I should have reminded you.
Well, I got it in, so we're good.
Okay.
Always love that expression, hitting shoes. Have your hitting shoes on today. Yeah. What does that mean?
I wore hitting shoes when I pitched.
That seems like that would be a bit of a problem.
And it was.
Hands over the head. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on the changeup, and that is the ball game. Chris Devinsky strikes out the side to save the Astros' 12-9 victory in Oakland as the Astros get the four-game series sweep.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros picking up the victory in Oakland yesterday to complete the series sweep. Really jumped on the A's in the first couple of innings, got Jesse Hahn on the ropes, and that 8-run second inning obviously was the big inning of the game.
It was. You know, from the very beginning, we put up quality at-bats. You know, we scored two in the first inning without getting a hit. We end up putting up a monster inning in the second inning. So it was just different ways of scoring runs. We were very, very explosive in the second inning and separated ourselves. I know they made a game of it at the end, but playing with a 10-run lead for an entire game was an exceptional way to start the day game.
Scary moment, first batter of the game, George Springer, hit by a pitch, left with a left-hand contusion, and in the lineup today at the moment, so obviously all's well that ends well.
We kind of escaped a bigger issue, you know, with the ball up and in, you don't know where it's going to hit him, he hits in a hand, there's so many small bones and fingers and wrists and hand bones that we wanted to make sure was all okay, but we all breathed a sigh of relief when the x-rays came back negative. George was bouncing around the dugout by mid-game. Felt really good. We were conservative with taking him out, but boy, it's nice to see him back in the lineup and not having a cast on his hand.
Jake Marisnyk replaces him. He hits a 3-run home run. You gave Jose Altuve the day off yesterday. Marwin Gonzalez started at second. He hit a 3-run home run, and that's really been the big key to this team all year, has been that depth, and you can plug guys in when other guys aren't playing.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough with our lineup. It doesn't matter who's playing. We feel like we can be productive. You know, today on the bench, I've got Gattis, who swung the bat well yesterday, Marisnyk, who hit a homer, and Aoki got three hits. So I'm rotating these guys in the best I can with the matchups, but having those replacements allows me to give some guys some days off and keep them fresh for the entire season, because the production doesn't seem to fall off.
The Astros also got another solid start from David Paulino. You've won every single one of his starts that he's made so far this year, and he's starting to get a little deeper in the games now than he was first couple of times out.
Yeah, he had a nice game, and it's obviously tough as a young pitcher to appreciate pitching with a lead the way he did, but he pounded the strike zone very well. He didn't concede and just give them hittable pitches. He continued to punch guys out. He had an excellent rhythm going early in the game. You know, and I extended him as far as I could because I didn't want to use the bullpen to the extent that we ended up having to. But I'm very proud of the way he's going about it. He's got two good breaking balls. His changeup's still coming strong. And then it looked like he had a little bit extra on his fastball yesterday. So yeah. Big frame, good strike thrower. You know, I like pitchers that pitch games that we win.
And making a roster move with that bullpen before today's game, Dayan Diaz, rough outing yesterday, winds up getting sent down to Fresno, and Ramin Gudwan rejoins the team. And obviously we've seen Gudwan this year, really, really special left arm that he has.
He does, and we wanted to get him up here again. Once we sent him down, you never know how long they're going to be down, but good left-handed arm gives us a little bit more balance in the bullpen. So they've got really good left-handed hitters across the way. So it made sense. You know, Diaz had a rough outing yesterday. He's had a couple rough outings. Get him down to the minor leagues and working on a few things. He'll probably be back up at some point. But we felt like the best route to go was to have two lefties in the pen against these guys and then at home when we play Oakland.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
This is Steve Sparks, ahead of the three-game series here in Seattle. Great ballpark. You and I are hanging out here with Jake Marisnyk. What do you love about this stadium? Do you like hitting here?
I mean, the ball's pretty dead to hit here, but coming up here, the weather, the atmosphere, the stadium's beautiful. It's a great city. It's fun to come up here and play.
You guys have played so well against the American League West this year. Do you feel like there's a psychological advantage, or is it just a case of you guys taking care of business every time out?
I think it's just the team we have. You know, we got a good team, and we come out, and I mean, we play well against a lot of teams.
It's a pretty good banter between you, Springer, and Bregman, we've noticed. You guys like to get on each other. Springer came out of the game yesterday, got hit in the hand. Any words said with him coming out so early?
I said thank you after that first at bat.
Here's the 1-2. And that's hit in the air pretty deep to left center field. It sends back Joyce looking up, and that ball is gone. A three-run home run for Jake Marisnik. His 10th long ball of the year, and the Astros' lead is 5-0.
That's a career high now for Marisnik, and it's June 22nd.
Marisnik in a game he wasn't expecting to play in, especially not this early.
I'm just glad to see he's okay.
Three-run homer yesterday, you made mention of second inning. You came in, weren't even expecting to play, come in there and get a big bomb like that. You've got 10 now. You've got a career high as far as home runs. Biggest difference, you said you worked really hard in the offseason.
I started really early this offseason and working on my hitting and working on my swing, and it's nice to see it paying off here early in the season.
Is it easy to pimp what you did that you've been able to take out here right now? You said that you've shortened your swing. You feel like you're more on time.
Yeah, I messed around with a lot of different things in the offseason, kind of stance and simplifying my move to the baseball. And I think that's been the biggest thing is just cleaner contact, just hitting the ball harder in general.
You ever think about how the pieces to this puzzle for this team, the way it's constructed right now, how perfect it is? I mean, even your role, you come in for defense a lot, and you get a chance to, when you get in there and you're doing so well, everybody who's not so-called regular is a big contributor on this team.
Yeah, I mean, everybody on this team feels like they should be playing every day, and that's a big part of it. That's a big part of the competition we've created here, and it's a friendly competition between us, and it makes it a lot of fun, and it makes it easy for guys that aren't playing to learn, to kind of be able to sit down and talk to each other. I mean, on any given night, you could be sitting by some of the best players in baseball and have a chance to talk to them.
Have you noticed it's different this year when you get some of these veterans in here talking more baseball?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what Beltran brings with his baseball knowledge, and McCann with everything he knows, Reddick, you bring these guys in, and every day you get a chance to talk a little bit more, and as a team and as an individual, you kind of grow your baseball knowledge.
One word to describe Alex Bregman. take your time.
One word.
Spunky.
Baffling. He does some things that'll baffle you, that's for sure. He's an interesting character, that Alex Bregman.
There you go. That's Jake Marisnik. Jake, keep up the great job. Thanks for catching up.
Absolutely, Spark. Thanks for having me on.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.